Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Panacenix program, starring Dan Brown. Friends, ask your doctor if Panacenix is right for you today. Some non-placebo users of Panacenix experienced fever, upset stomach, wheezing, aching joints, rash, migraines, vertigo, sleepwalking, sleep eating, sleep driving, sleep armed robbery, the bends, rigor mortis, plaque buildup, certain types of fungal infection, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, genocidal thoughts, smoker's cough, barista's earlobe, coward's bowels, extra appendages, hallucinations. And now, tonight's episode. Daddy rolled up his pant legs, or
the shins of the father.
My name is Leopold Auermann. My tale is dark and horrible. It all starts...
Hey, wait! Come back! Come back!
It all started when I was a child.
Tell me again about the shins, Daddy.
Oh, yes. The marble shins have been in the family for over 300 years. My father gave them to me as his father gave them to him, all the way back to the old country, where Lord Victor Auermann first acquired them and brought them here while fleeing the angry mob trying to kill him for grave robbery. And one day, son, they'll be yours.
That was 30 years ago. After father died, his shins were passed down to me. I keep them locked up behind heavy-duty steel pant legs. And so ends my tale. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must make a tinkle. And
my shins! Someone's taking my shins! Help! Police!
Good evening, citizen. I'm Detective Navish Deplorable, Special Osteocrimes Division.
You got here quickly.
I happen to be in the neighborhood. Now, what happened here?
I was sitting here, telling the tale of my family's shins, and when I tried to stand up, they were gone.
I see. And can you describe these shins?
Certainly. The marble shins have been in the family for over 300 years. My father gave them to me, as his father gave them to him, all the way back to the old country.
Can you give a physical description?
Ah. Well, they're about a foot and a half long, carved from marble, and they bear the inscription Gibberat Humbum Balono Malarca Rubis Mumbojum. They look a lot like your nightsticks there.
I'll just get this description out, and we'll see if we can find whoever stole your wonderful, valuable, expensive shins.
Thanks, Detective.
Oh! Right. Yes. Back to my, patrol. Oh, money, glorious shinbone money. All the shinbones connected to the cash bone, and the cash bones connected to the bank bone, and the bank... Ah, Chloe, I've got the shins. Take me home, please.
Okay, hop on up. Ready? Boom, boom,
diarrhea, partial loss of memory of fourth grade, internal bleeding, hair loss, coma, liver damage, kidney damage, property damage, shingles, gutters,
scruple deficiency, perceived ability to communicate with animals, inverted appendix.
This is the old man Whitey, for Captain Whitey's definitely fish nuggets. You know, the ocean is full of surprisingly edible wonders, and you'll find them all in our new Neptune's Choice platter. Yours may include seahorses, coral, blobfish, Atlantean royalty, or inexperienced snorkelers. We deep fry them and proudly serve them as soon as we haul them in. So come on down to Captain Whitey's Definitely Fish Nuggets, where everything's a little fishy.
And it's 3 o'clock and time for our weekly spotlight on Buddhism, hosted by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Hello, and welcome to Spotlight on Buddhism. I'm your host, the Dalai Lama. This week, I'd like to talk to you about the importance of compassion. Every living being has a soul and is worthy of our compassion, from the innocent newborn baby to the lowly cockroach. That's why.
Excuse me, your most revered. Your 330 is here. Shall I have him wait?
Yes, please. And remember, it's time for my broadcast, so I'm not to be disturbed.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone.
Thank you. Where was... Oh, yes. That's why we must treat every living thing with the respect and compassion that we
most,
would...
Most nearest to God enlightenment, would you like a glass of water for your broadcast?
No, thank you.
Tea?
No, thank you. In the middle of something.
Yes, Your Radiance. Sorry.
As I was saying, we must treat all living things with equal respect. So, for instance, you found a mouse eating your rice. You...
Froyo!
Get out! Bunch of morons working here. Right, the mouse. Don't kill the mouse. The mouse is just...
What?! What could you possibly want? I'm sitting here trying to do my broadcast to spread the message of peace and enlightenment, and you keep coming in here. You keep coming in, disrupting everything, making me look like a fool. I can't even get anything done. What's the matter with you? I can't believe you did it. Why would you do it? Oh my God.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good. Okay. I need you to do something about this. You gotta get this out of here. No one can know about this, okay? Okay. Keep it hush hush. Get one of the Vow of Silence guys. Yeah. Okay. You must forgive the mouse, as he is only trying to live, just as we all are, and as we all must forgive each other and live in peace and compassion. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Knavish Deplorable is in his hideout, taking offers on the stolen marble shins. Nosebleed, difficulty breathing, swollen ego, marble shins.
Yes, Dr. Blacknick, that's a generous amount. But I'm afraid Mr. Fraudruse has already offered twice as much. That's right, $8. Well, if you're able to come up with more, I'll be happy to consider it. Okay, toodaloo. Cloy!
Yes, Master?
Have you prepared the bags for our departure? Once the deal is complete, it won't be safe to remain in the country with that much money.
Yes, but aren't you worried about the money being traced?
That's why I'm going to convert it to gold first.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah, that's... What about when they x-ray it at the airport?
I've thought of that. The gold would be encased in lead, so the x-rays won't penetrate it. And for extra precaution, the inside will be lead, too.
Brilliant!
Now hand me that gown, spear, and Viking helmet. They might be looking for Knavish Deplorable, but no one will suspect Edith M. Wurlitzer, opera diva.
Not so fast, Plorable. Excuse me, ma'am.
Owerman.
Woman who sounds like Plorable.
Daddy,
Get off of me, you idiot.
I want those shins, and I'm not leaving this room without them.
They're yours. If you can offer more than $8 for them.
$8? There isn't that much money in the world.
And soon it will all be mine. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Wait, what if I offered you $9?
What do you mean $9? The only place you could find such a sum is...
Yes, Fort Knox.
I was going to say the National Reserve or the holdings of a large corporation, but sure, Fort Knox.
I'll break in, get the money, and bring it to you in exchange for my family's shins.
Thank you for catching up anyone who tuned in late.
Right. I picked up a copy of the blueprints at the Fort Knox gift shop on a high school field trip, and I've kept them in my sock ever since. I'll just...
High school was a long time ago.
All right. Let's see. Yes. 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 This is definitely possible. I need another man, though.
Cloy, go with him.
Huh?
Excellent. We'll open this grate here and crawl through the air ducts. Then we'll lower ourselves down into the mainframe here to shut off the security. Then it's just a grab and dash. I'll have your money before sundown.
Our top story tonight comes from Fort Knox, where two idiots tried to break in and were immediately arrested.
Let me out! I'm innocent! I was just trying to get my shins! Gah! It's no use. We'll have to start planning our escape.
Okay, I'll try these bars. Well, that's all I've got.
A 100-year sentence. No parole. Unbreakable bars. This is terrible. Wait, what's that? Someone's tapping out Morse code. Listen. Do you want to escape? I'll reply. Yes. When is the escape? He says, tonight.
What did that one mean?
Meant, this is the warden. Please stop tapping.
I wonder if he heard about the other guy's escape plan.
He says, yes. Oh, this is terrible. I'll never see my shins again.
And so he didn't. He died in prison after 50 years. 49 years, 11 months, and 29 days after that, his body was granted early release for good behavior and thrown over the wall.
Wait, what about you? Did you serve the whole 100 years?
Oh, heavens no. I bribed my way out with a few pairs of marble shins.
Marble sh... like mine?
Yeah, I grabbed a bunch of them at the Fort Knox gift shop. Those dumb guards thought they were worth a fortune.
This has been the Panacea Program, starring Dan Grohl. Swelling, webbed feet, webbed nostrils, unexplained hives, unexplained pregnancy, unexplained lobotomy, stool discoloration, loss of appetite, loss of vision, loss of elbows, loss of carefree youthful naivete, inability to control your bladder, sudden ability to control other people's bladders, putrefaction, mild to moderate laser eyes, apathy towards plot coherence, rebirth as another species based on your morality. What if...